Kyrie Irving was kind of fun to watch, and it was neat. He won the NBA championship and a gold medal in the same year.
Right. He's only the fourth guy
to
do that the same year. LeBron did it in 2012, and then Scottie Pippen and Michael Jordan with the Bulls both did it in the 90s. So, yeah, that was, a special moment for him. You know, the thing that sometimes people forget, who coached the Olympic team?
It was Mike Krzyzewski.
Right.
From Duke.
Where did Kyrie go to college?
Duke.
Duke.
Yeah.
Part of the reason the Cavaliers drafted Kyrie number one is, I remember Chris Grant, who was the Cavs general manager, there was a big debate in the 2011 draft. Is Kyrie the number one pick in the draft, or this guy named Derek Williams, a forward from Arizona? A lot of debate. And Chris Grant told me that Kyrie Irving is one of the few guys that, as a freshman, Mike Krzyzewski handed him the ball and started him game day one at point guard. He said, that told me something right there. And he goes along with seeing him. Actually, Kyrie that year only played 11 games,
right?
303 minutes, because he had a bad foot injury.
Yeah.
And the Cavs took him. And by the way, if they'd have taken Derek Williams, who went second, he's on like his third team. He's a 9-point scorer.
Wow.
You know, you talk about franchises hanging in the balance.
Unbelievable.
But here is a nice thing that happened, too. So in 2014, Kyrie goes and makes the national team, coached by same Mike Krzyzewski.
Okay.
So in other words, he keeps going back to Coach K.
Yeah.
Coach K gets a hold of him and says, your defense is terrible.
Oh, back in 2014?
14. You know, if you really want to become an elite player, you got to do something with your defense. And his defense was terrible. His defense still sometimes is terrible. But it's not as bad. So that year, he actually was the MVP of the World Games in 2014.
Okay.
Played really well. LeBron is watching this. He has just come to the Cavaliers. He always liked Irving's game before, but now he's actually seeing Irving guard somebody, even if it is some guy from Lithuania or whatever. He's actually putting an effort out. So LeBron's eyes are getting bigger and more excited about, you know, what this could mean. And then you saw, you know, they went to the finals 2015. Kyrie got hurt, fractured his kneecap, didn't come back till the middle of this past season. And then, of course, hits the big game-winning shot. But what also happened, too, is in the playoffs, but you played some decent defense. Not great, but decent.
Right.
And he was scoring like crazy.
You know, it makes me wonder, how hard is it on a player to play in the Olympics? I mean, workouts are going to be starting soon,
yes,
I'd imagine. Does this take a lot out of him?
Yeah, and I'm always leery on this. I mean, part of the reason Kyrie did it, I think, is he missed like 30-some games to start the season.
Okay.
Because he was hurt. You know, they wanted LeBron to play. Part of LeBron still says, I'd like to play, but I'm like, don't even think about it.
Yeah.
Not after 13 years in the NBA.
He's got
and
too many
all
miles.
These. The last 7 years, nobody's played more minutes, total minutes counting playoffs and everything, LeBron James. But these guys do, I think they enjoy sort of the social Olympic thing, you know, with all the other top players. And,
yeah,
you know, they're going out, they're, you know, dinners and the whole bit. So it does take a lot. So it will be interesting to watch how does Kyrie, this upcoming season, handle it. And I think it puts a premium on the Cavaliers. Make sure you don't play them a lot of minutes early. And, you know, they lost one of their backup point guards. Do you remember who?
I don't.
Matthew Dellavedova.
Right.
He went to Milwaukee.
Right, right.
So right now you've got Mo Williams, who's coming off a kind of a bad knee. And then they drafted this kid from Oakland University out of Detroit named Kay Felder, a little 5'8" point guard. So, in fact, there's some concern that, you know, if the Cavs could probably use another point guard, they're going to have to watch Kyrie's minutes early. Because as we learned, the real games start about the middle of May when you get to the Eastern Conference Finals, and they don't end until the end of June when you're through with the finals.
Right. It's just really amazing how Kyrie Irving's really just developed into a star.
I mean, you go around, and if he doesn't make that shot, remember, it's 89-89 for over 4 minutes
in
game seven. 13 consecutive shots are missed. LeBron has missed four in that span. Stephen Curry's missed three. Kyrie Irving told some of us after the game. He said, you know, it felt like it was 89-89 forever. And I'm thinking, whoever makes the next shot, that might win the game. And he's thinking, I really haven't shot lately. I'm going to take it. Mm-hmm. And it was not a particularly great shot in terms of percentages over Curry, but he drilled it and made it as a three-pointer, and that put the Cavs in position to wrap it up. You know, it was 89 all, and they ended up winning 93-89. Mm-hmm. And, of course, what that did for him, you know, his reputation, because he had been like an MVP in the All-Star game before or whatever, but what this did is it hung the medal of you are a winner. Now, a winner both in the World Games, you know, go back to 14, yeah. NBA Finals, and now the gold medal in the Olympics.
Pretty cool accomplishments.
Yep.
Terry, thanks.
You're welcome.